Normal World. I can't even say the name of our own show. Oh, man. My name is Quarterblack Garrett, and without further ado, I'm just going to introduce him right now, the real star of the show, Dave Landau.
Well, that's nice to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
We miss you, Dave.
We miss you.
I miss you all. I do, for real.
And little Dave on the screen there.
And the guys, yeah, the poster behind me. I'm just in a corner of my basement. It's not that self-serving. It just happens to be where this is hanging.
It's your front door.
Yeah. Right when you come in the front door to your house, you're like, and this is me. Yeah, yes, yeah. Okay.
This is something I did. There's posters in every room.
Every single one, looking over you on the ceiling. You can go to sleep looking at me while I look at you. And there is Angela.
Hi.
Thank you, Angela.
Yeah, well, of course.
Hello.
So you need the button.
Yeah, they do need the applause button just to give it a little oomph.
Yeah, you need that.
And hey, with the great swelling of pride, the return friend of the show, Akira, the Don.
Is that a swelling of pride in your pocket, etc.?
Yeah, that's
it's exactly what you think it is.
I love a good swelling of pride.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. I like it swollen.
Hey, Dave.
Juicy.
Yo. Yeah.
Is there possibly a list of shows where people could see you do stand-up?
Oh, my stars. Thank you for asking. Yes, March 22nd, this weekend, I'll be at the Eagle Ridge Resort in Galena, Illinois. Then March 23rd, I'll be at the ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Illinois. Then come down to Tiff's. March 29th and 30th in Morris Plains, New Jersey, and then Zany's in Nashville, March 31st. And then the rest are all there, DaveLandau.com.
Go check it out. Let's get into the news. I want to talk about this. It's very important. The Pooniverse.
Come on.
Winnie the Pooh has gone.
Very sexy. Oh, a different thing.
It's not what you think it is, but maybe it is. Winnie the Pooh has gone into public domain. Went in public domain a couple years ago. And they made the movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And if you've seen it, you know it's very terrible. Angela?
Yeah.
You can attest?
I can. I did watch it. I don't remember it very well, which says a lot about it.
All right. So they decided to make more of those. And it's kind of like a Avengers. It's got Tinkerbell and Bambi. I'm assuming they're going to do like a Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is public domain now.
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie, yeah.
Which is a funny name in itself, right? Steamboat Willie is hilarious.
That could be a good killer. I feel like that could be a cool movie.
It really would be.
They should do a movie like Ghost Ship, but it's Steamboat Willie.
Well, I've been expecting this, and I'm pretty sure there's a connection, because I think the guys who do the Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Hardy movie, weren't they involved in the Five Nights at Freddy's movie?
Were they?
Which made a fortune and was actually pretty well put together. And there's been this whole sort of subculture in like little kids of independent video games kind of based on that old rubber hose type thing. You had Cuphead and Bendy and the Ink Machine. And so you've already got a precedent with, say, Bendy and the Ink Machine, which is kind of a Mickey Mouse kind of esque.
They are character. Making a movie out of.
Of course. Fingers crossed and all that type of thing. But so yeah, it's the season.
Yeah.
It's expected. People look at that mouse and they think horror.
Yeah.
Right? That squeaking rodent.
Just dripping like black ink.
Yeah, exactly.
His face while he's just.
And everything that, you know, Disney now stands for. And it's just perfect. This just shrill voiced rodent rat running around causing havoc and doing horrible things to children.
The inverse of what it really should mean.
Mm. Like basically the
what
character
about a
from
drama.
Oh, a drama.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. You could have like Eeyore Interrupted. Where he's just cutting himself because he's very sad, but I don't think he'd hurt others. He's always hurting himself.
He's always trying to get nailed in the ass. What's up with that?
Yo,
you know,
he's always successful.
That's
at
a
it.
Good point.
It happens every time.
Then you got
there's
Tigger.
A lot of weird butt stuff with that. You know, Winnie the Pooh gets stuck in the hole, his butt sticking out.
So he's trying to get his hand in a honey pot. Yeah. Hence blood and honey.
Stuck on the inside. Yeah.
Pooh's honey pot. He's always just wearing a shirt.
Yeah, just like
that's
flapping
it?
In the wind at the bottom. What's up with that? That's not right.
Really?
It should
wants to cover the nipples,
story.
But
hanging out
junk
with
out
boy?
Is fine.
Yeah.
So good.
Disturbing.
Yeah. That's just frankly the whole thing is cringe. Like the whole like turning beloved, cute, nice things into creepy things. It's like very like 13-year-old emo kid behavior. You know?
Yeah.
I think we should be beyond this as a culture.
No.
I agree. I think you are right, though. I think there's too much fear in the mouse has given us that we have to pay him back.
Well, it's like clowns. No one likes clowns now because there have been too many, I don't know whether too many clowns do too many fucked up things, but like no one likes clowns anymore. But there was a period of time when people liked clowns.
I love clowns. Yeah, like who is a good clown?
Gacy.
Yay! That was who fucked it up. But it's like that with Mickey Mouse. It used to have like positive associations and bring up nice feelings. But now when you see that mouse, it just reminds you of so much evil and horror.
Darkness.
Yeah. That's what it
is. True.
Speaking of evil and horror.
Did you guys have Bozo the Clown?
Yeah. They modeled the
Clown. He was cool.
Ronald McDonald after him a little bit.
No one likes Ronald McDonald either, right? If that motherfucker turned up in a hamburger store these days, people run out screaming.
Back in the day, though, you had that bench where you could sit with him.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this
you just
right
had
here.
To make sure it was really him. Fool me once.
I feel like before the It miniseries happened, I feel like clowns were more of a beloved, like, actually, like, party thing. And I feel like that changed.
You think It did? It?
I feel like it did.
It might have been. Because I was like 8 or something when It came out, I remember. And that was... That fucked up everything.
Yeah.
Came out I really of the floor think that like that. It goes into the drain.
Yeah. Everyone watched it at my school who weren't supposed to. And it was all the kids, you know, they shouldn't have watched it.
Yeah.
Go to the rental like store and get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was, it was kind of like quiet the next day. You know what I mean?
It was the first horror movie I saw.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It was a made for TV miniseries. So everybody watched thinking it had to be okay, but they danced around everything, which made it somewhat more terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then it left your mind to explain everything.
Yeah.
Tim Curry is so terrifying. He loses roles because he's too scary. He was originally supposed to play
the wheelchair.
Joker. What's your point?
He is now.
You can't be scary in a wheelchair.
I don't know. Tim Curry can be pretty scary. Have you seen him?
Wheelchair people are scary. Who's that guy who died? That Professor Hawking fellow? That guy, terrifying.
Specifically to kids. Yeah.
That's true. Especially him.
What about there was that guy last week as well? There was someone else, some like Stephen Hawking type guy who got caught being a diddler.
Yep.
And he was real creepy about it, right? When they came in, he's like, hey, hey, hey.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He looks
you
like
don't?
A cartoon.
Oh, man, it's messed up.
What was his job? He was like head of HR at something.
How
big.
Do I search him?
Go to Drama Alert. Drama Alert like 4 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can find it. He was very creepy. What's his name? Not Crip Daddy. R.I.P. Crip Daddy.
R.I.P. Crip Daddy.
Yeah.
Ricky Berwick. He posted a picture because I think they have the same disease.
Affliction.
Yeah. And he was like, we do not claim this man. You find it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's freaking weird. And he's like, I called my roommate. I already called my roommate. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm going to go call the police. You don't have to call the police. You don't have to call the police. It's good. We're fine. We're not fine.
I'm being fine, motherfucker.
Yeah. You got to call the police no matter who, but you do look at that and think for a second. Mm. You're like, is he already punished?
Punished enough.
Not enough. Clearly not enough.
But not enough.
Didn't work. Didn't get the message.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. He did still. Yeah. Well, yeah, when God's punishment hasn't served you enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you need the full boils and all that. I was reading.
That's Ricky. Oh my God.
This is the guy, right?
That's Ricky. That's Ricky.
Hey, good old Ricky.
I want to get Ricky on the show.
All right, well.
Ricky's a G.
You
do?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Ricky Berwick's awesome.
Oh, I thought you were saying this is the guy.
No. We don't. We don't claim the other guy.
That's funny. Ricky so you pulled up Ricky.
You said that was his name. Right, anyway. Okay, sorry.
I thought you said that was the guy who was arrested, but the guy who was arrested looked like a cartoon, right?
Well, so does Ricky.
He looks weird.
Ricky does look weird.
Not really. He looks like a normal. Well, he looks like a guy.
Ricky would laugh at that.
I know he would. But I just say. But the other guy looked. He had like a different. I thought it was a different.
Yeah, the other guy was more Stephen Hawking-esque, and he was in a wheelchair, and he was doing that thing. And this is what fucked Trump up, isn't it?
It is. Yo. Except he did it on tweets.
Yeah.
Isolate that video.
The funny thing, anyway, it's the look at his face. Is because he's kind of a bit like he's like goading.
Yeah, he's got like a happy...
Come on. Come get me, motherfucker.
Like a creepy little leprechaun kind
of. Everyone knew that stuff about Stephen Hawking as well, because all of those cartoons like Futurama and South Park and Simpsons, all of them had Stephen Hawking as an evil creature in them.
That's true.
Like each one of those did a bit about it. Well, like the second episode of Futurama or something, Stephen Hawking is like flying around in a wheelchair, like saying, ha ha ha, from up here, you will look like ants.
Yeah.
Like bombing people. Yes.
He's a monster in Family Guy too, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking
he is. Too. He is, yeah.
Man, one of those open secrets.
Yeah, exactly. Like Diddy.
Let me know if you get that video, by the way. Anytime, just pull it right up.
I thought I knew what to search.
We'll move on, and then you could, if you find it, okay. Let me know.
Hey, I like how you made that sound.
Me?
Yeah, anytime now, if you want to do that.
Any minute now.
Not the best.
Little follow up. You guys remember the Willy Wonka incident?
Oh, I certainly do. You mean where I got a gumdrop?
Oh, yes. One little gumdrop and scars for the rest of your life. Hey, so the creator came out and said that this whole scandal. Go ahead. Bring it in. There he is.
Oh, that's him.
There's that scumbag.
There he is. Yeah.
Like, okay, so I'm filming, so you can't say that I hurt you, ask you for money, anything like that, okay?
Yeah.
You understand that I'm not the person that you invited over here tonight? You understand that yet?
Yeah.
How old was the person that you did invite over here tonight?
Who's talking to him? Cripple really? Hanson?
Yeah. Would it surprise you if I have the whole
Please
conversation?
Please take a seat.
Honesty is obviously your best policy.
You don't want to talk Please about stand it? Up.
No, Please. On his way here right now.
So do you want to talk about this or no?
No, I don't.
So you of course you
go
don't.
So outside and call the cops?
No, you don't need to call the cops. Dude, my roommate's already on his way.
What does that mean?
I already told him that.
What'd you tell him?
Dude.
Do you want to talk about this or no, Drew? This is a pretty serious situation, don't you think?
It is, yeah. I told my roommate I thought you were trying to get me.
Who?
I told my roommate I thought you were trying to get me.
Okay, Drew, so like I said, man, I want to have a conversation. Can we talk about this or no?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Bro. Oh, boy. I don't like that.
No, you don't need to
Yeah, that's the last thing you see before being hunted for sport on a private island.
Yeah, that's... Oh.
Bro. Messed up. Thank you, Angela.
Oh, man. This is all around sad.
Thanks for making me find that.
Life is suffering.
Man, what the heck?
Wow.
It really is.
I'm glad they caught her, at least, I guess.
Now more suffering.
Yeah, that's the silver lining.
Yay. Child suffering.
Yeah. No, I mean Willy's Wonka.
Willy
Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
That's what it says on the thing, though. It says Willy Wonka.
The events, the scandal that took place in Scotland, I think it came out and made the greatest character of all time, The Unknown. Do you remember this? He came out and would scare the kids on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good. Well, the creator of this and the guy that ran this whole event said it ruined his life. He's gotten death threats and that he only used AI to write some of the scripts, the characters, which is a total lie if you've seen the event page.
Yeah.
In any way.
Yeah, we saw the event page. It was very much a magical chocolate factory where kids could take a tour and not be disappointed, robbed, and have a hookah-loompa.
That woman with the meth thing, the world's worst meth lab lady.
Yes.
Yes, that one.
That was great. Yeah. That was iconic.
And I guess there was two, but apparently when they took the picture, one was on break.
Smoking a cigarette out back.
Yeah.
Being an Oompa Loompa sucks.
Yeah, he said that the mishaps happened because they booked too large of a venue. And projection equipment that was never delivered led to the failures. Oh. But I think there was more going on than just that.
That doesn't sound like someone taking extreme ownership, does it?
Mm-hmm. No, check the place out before you rent it. Like, you come on.
My life is ruined. I've lost friends. I've lost the love of my life. I was made out to be a face of evil. And genuinely, that's really not the case. I'm gutted.
I was gutted.
Isn't he Scottish?
I don't know. I can't do it in a Scottish accent.
He's got it, but I believe that we could push on.
That's good.
As good as...
I lost the love of my life. She was an Oompa Loompa. And they took her away from me because I was not looking after her properly. I was feeding her meth. And I gave her that wig that Chrissy Mayer used when she was doing an impression of that lesbian off of that video game show.
Frost!
Frost!
Look at her, Frost! Yeah. I got frostbitten!
She did look like that.
Yeah.
I gave all the kids a candy.
That was a good one. That was.
That's what a Candyland looks like here in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to Glasgow where everything's sad, but the saddest thing is this factory. Can you imagine like leaving someone for something better in Glasgow? How bad you'd have to screw up?
Bro.
Like, he lost his woman. She was like, this is the worst thing you've done. I'm going to go out to the bleak,
rain
wet,
covered.
Rain covered sadness.
I'm going to go find some smack next door.
Yeah.
With the Oompa Loompa.
If my husband did this,
heroin by a train,
I would love it.
If it was like earnest.
Yeah. If he was
like, literally enduring. Trying to do it, you know, failure out of the goodness of his heart. That, or if he was doing it on purpose, like.
If it was on purpose, like a
Jim Varney display.
Yeah, maybe a Nathan Fielder kind of thing where it's like social experiment kind of a prank. But if it didn't involve children, like upsetting children.
We talked about this. I think this guy could have totally spun this into like billions. He already created the character The Unknown, which is a great character design. A lot of people were making art about it. It was freaking awesome. And then you could just say it was a social experiment and walk away.
Do you remember that Banksy fellow?
Yeah.
Do you remember he did a theme park in a shit bit of the UK? I can't remember which one. There's a few.
Is it Glasgow?
It was somewhere miserable. Like, I don't know. I don't want to cuss anymore.
Birmingham?
You can.
The UK?
Yeah. I mean, I did leave it. But anyway, he did a version of Disneyland called Dismal Land.
Oh, yes. Really? I remember that. It's
it was
so cool.
Just like a shit theme park type thing. So it's like,
HR
guy should have
did
just
that too.
Well, he didn't do a shit theme park. He did like a sexy bar where you could sit on like the Harkonnen chair he designed and like rub a shaft.
Yeah.
You know,
he's an HR guy.
You drink it. Yeah. God bless Giga. What a guy.
There you go.
What an absolute unit.
They still haven't figured out who that is, right?
Who?
Was that it? That's awesome. Banksy? No.
Banksy.
No, they haven't.
See, I think that's awesome, though.
It is.
But you're getting exactly what you're going for.
Right. You're going to the theme park. You're knowing what you're going to go. You're not, like, tricking kids into going.
No, and you're seeing his art, which I love, but it's just, you know, pointing out the misery and chaos of so many things.
See, this is inspiring. This is an inspiring message right here for Willy Wanker.
It's not art unless it has the potential to be a disaster.
Yeah.
That's why our show is art.
That's right. That's what we say every time.
We never know.
We go into the gallery and say, that's our show right there.
Yeah, this actually looks less dismal than some. There was a theme park called, I think it was called Blobby World. There was a Saturday night TV show in the UK that had a mascot called Mr. Blobby, who was a big pink like rubber fellow. He lived in Crinkly Bottom.
Like the Michelin Man?
Oh,
was that
that kind of thing.
That guy
but he was pink.
Terrifying.
And then they made a theme park around it, which like nobody went to and lost loads of money. And it was like, I think someone like died or something. Like, it was just horrible. It was like a League of Gentlemen skit.
Yeah, if you count like Jim will fix it. This is clearly not the worst thing.
There he
that's
is.
Terrifying. It's what is that? UK.
That's Mr. Blobby.
What the?
Good
that's
Lord.
Mr. Blobby.
Is that Mr. Blobby?
Yeah, beloved Saturday night TV superstar. He had a number one hit single.
What?
What was the name of the song?
I can't remember. Like Blobby. He went Blobby, 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 Blobby.
I'll hug your kids.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a
that was a different BBC children's entertainment guy.
They're all the same.
Yeah, that's true.
He's
inside of the Mr. Blobby.
Yo, I don't want to say
Blobby
inside
of Mr.
Blobby. Yo, yo, yo!
Sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Yo, I'm sure
did
that's
did you notice
happened.
That the Dismal Land was far better than the factory?
Willy Wonka experience.
Like, there was a whale coming out of a toilet. Yeah. Like, I have a 9-year-old. He would have loved that.
There was a high production value on that.
Yeah, but that would have been way...
Again, if you did the Willy Wonka experience right now, everybody knows what it's going to be.
Yeah.
He'd make money.
I think you're right.
Make money. And it'd be like a rags to riches.
This iconic
villain
thing.
To hero.
Go along, get your picture taken with that method, lady, with the method Oompa Loompa. It would be massive.
I would, oh my gosh.
I reached out to the actor, the comedian that was cast as Willy Wonka, and he never got back to me.
He's kind of laying low now, which is a shame. We were saying earlier, he should be doing the circuits. He should go on the news.
He should be on podcast right now talking about how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is almost as bad as that lady who saw something that wasn't real.
Yeah. That guy's not fucking real. She was here, actually. She's
here a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't think that's
I don't think she's ever on show. She's just here, you know? Yeah. Just walking around in the shadows.
They go to Olive Garden together a lot.
Her and
Prime
Invisible
Time.
Person?
Yeah. And Jimmy.
It's weird.
I still don't think it's the same person.
Yeah. You know what's not weird?
Nice sheets.
You knew it. She knew it. Hey, Miracle Made sheets. They sleep cold. If you sleep hot, and you got the sweats at night. They got like the silver stuff inside of them, and it makes you feel nice when you sleep. And it also it wicks away 99% of bacteria. It's just it's literally a miracle. So you guys got to go try Miracle Made.
Miracle.com/normal.
You know the sheets. We love the sheets, and you'll love the sheets. And if you use what's the code?
Normal.
You get some hand like a hand towel,
a body towel, face towel,
like a whole set. Dave, you like the sheets, don't you?
I love the sheets. I slept on them yesterday.
You know, dude, they're so nice.
I'm still in my pajamas. It's not depression. It's because I was sleeping on comfortable sheets.
You just couldn't get up.
I just want to keep the feeling. Yeah, I just could not wake up. Just something kept me in that bed. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the fear of another day. It was the comfort of the sheets.
But you'll know when you get out of those sheets in the morning, you're going to get right back into those at the end of the day. So go try miracle.com/normal or in the middle of the day.
And use code normal to claim your three-piece and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/normal.
If you haven't done it already, you're crazy.
They're not even that expensive.
They're not.
How much more can they give you?
Yeah.
No, they're not expensive for sheets. Yeah. And they're good ones.
There you go. I have a friend, she's Mexican, and she was telling me about when she learned English.
That's enough.
She was having problems with pronunciation. And the difference between sheet and shit kept causing her lots of problems. So she would be like working in a hotel and she's telling someone to clean the shit or something. She thought she had to go clean up some shit, but it was a sheet and so on. And it just illustrates the subtle differences in words that can make such a big
profound
difference in life.
Difference.
Yeah.
English language
has to be tough. Yeah. It's going to be tough for a lot of people.
It's completely different from most languages, with the adjectives
silliness.
And then like the way that you form a sentence.
We homeschool the kids and we're teaching them English and stuff and they're like, why is it this way? And I can't answer that.
It's a good call.
Well done.
I'm like, I cannot do that.
I teach mine Portuguese and we don't communicate
at all.
Does your manager say that he's doing really well?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's
good. He does.
So do you do the lessons?
Yeah, we have like a whole curriculum on it and everything. I don't do it, thank God.
I was gonna say, but
that's my wife. She's a smart one.
Same in our situation.
I just can't answer those questions.
I teach him how to be a man, you know? I teach him things like that.
Yeah, you know, like go outside and how to make stuff.
Yeah.
When he says to me, should I eat this berry? I say yes. And my wife goes, no! And I go, no, yes.
No, try it.
He'll learn. If he dies, then he'll have learned.
Yeah, we can make another one.
That's why we have various berries in my yard. Some poisonous, some not. So far, only about 7 dogs have learned their lesson.
But those are post signs for your kid. They go, okay, there's a dead dog right there.
Yeah.
There's not one over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to try the blue ones.
That's right.
Smart.
Yeah.
We can't do with less dogs. Strays. It's just so noisy.
No, they're a lot. They're a lot.
I love
you say
them.
We could do with less dogs?
They're so noisy.
I love dogs.
What?
It's where I live. I got so many street dogs, and they just bark, and they bark, and they bark, and they bark. And who was that guy, that famous American?
Bob Barker.
He was, and like the dogs drove him mad, and then he killed loads of people. Bob Barker.
Sorry, what?
Are you talking about Dennis Rader?
No, wasn't it?
No, but he was a dog catcher.
Who's the serial killer?
Oh, no. What? You're talking about...
Is it Son of Sam? Summer of Sam?
Son of Sam.
Yeah. That was it.
David Berkowitz. Dogs are talking to me. David Berkowitz.
Yeah.
Berkowitz. The neighbor's dog.
His neighbor's dog was telling him to kill people, which happens.
Yeah. It's all the dogs. Entirely too many dogs.
Yeah. Well, that was a Doberman pitcher, and they're known for that.
What do y'all's neighbor's dogs tell you?
That I can swim in their pool.
I need to move
when they're away.
Nice. I hear there's like a lot of hate for pit bulls out there. You know, I just come across this on the internet.
I've never heard this.
They're so cute.
I don't believe that's true.
How could you hate on such a beautiful creature?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably the statistics.
I've never seen it.
It's more of the owners that I hate. And
I have a pit bull. I have a pit bull, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is he cool?
He's cool. Dave's met him.
Okay.
Does he ever eat
Alex has one. He brought him in. He's scary.
Yeah. Well, he's 13 though, too. So he's just kind of.
Oh, he's chill. He's chilling out.
He's chill.
He's look. I'm punching my ticket. I'm out of here.
Yeah. He's. Oh yeah.
How long?
I breed them for fighting. Should I not have said that?
I don't think.
Who are you fighting them? Who are they fighting?
They're fighting each other and some people. And by that, I mean, sometimes they get out.
Whoops.
The people don't usually know they're in a fight.
Hey, you guys remember Dr. Steve, the glorious Dr. Steve? He's been on the show. He's awesome. We've asked you guys to ask questions to Dr. Steve, and this is a question for Dr. Steve. I am concerned about my nostril. One nostril looks like an O, and the other one is just a slit. Did I get this from picking my nose? Here is Dr. Steve explaining.
Hey, it's your old pal, Dr. Steve, and Alexis asks, I am gravely concerned about my right nostril. When I look up my nose, the right one looks like a slit, and the left one looks like an O, and it's harder to breathe through. I picked my nose as a child, so I may have sustained some internal trauma due to that. Well, Alexis, the good news is that picking your nose as a kid usually results in nothing more than being affectionately called things like boogerhead, snot nose, or Sarah Jessica Parker. Kids are so mean, aren't they? Occasionally, microtrauma from the nose picking can introduce bacteria into the nostril, causing a skin condition called impetigo. But unless you jammed a stick through your nose, it's unlikely that the cause of your current problem is nose picking. This could be one of several things. The first is choanal atresia, which sounds like something you'd get after vigorous ass play, but in fact, it simply means you have a closed door situation in your nose. Imagine a fancy restaurant full of mucus, I guess, with meat and bone blocking one of its two doors, not conducive to breathing or to good analogies. The thing is, if you had this, you wouldn't be asking me about it as an adult because you would have had it your whole life. People are born with this. It's possible you never noticed it until now, but that would mean that you're probably the least perceptive person who ever lived. Now, the other thing is simply a severely deviated septum. A normal septum is a wall of cartilage that separates the right nostril from the left. Now imagine this wall bending to one side, and you have one functional nostril and one that is closed forever. Usually these are caused by trauma to the nose, causing the cartilage to buckle. Honestly, I could go on and on, but what you need is not some stupid TV doctor, but a real otolaryngologist, an ENT, to look in your nose and sniff out what the hell is going on in there. Most of these things are fixable. You don't have to live this way. Dave?
It's true. Are you
Alexa?
Do a lot of maybe.
Knew it.
If you do cocaine, you can have a deviated septum. That's a fact.
Yeah. Look up a picture of Daniela Westbrook. It's the perfect example.
Yeah.
She was a British soap star who was very pretty in her youth. And then she banged a load of horse, you know, and then her septum deviated in a way like hitherto unwitnessed by human beings, you know.
I have not
seen
this
picture.
She ended up
looking like Skeletor.
What's her name?
Daniela Westbrook. She was a beautiful soap star who went crazy on the GAC and just drilled a fucking.
Oh my!
Should have shown it when she was young first, because the shock.
Yeah.
The contrast, but that still shocked the absolute living hell out of
me.
It looks like it's like whiskey face mixed with.
But that was when she tried to fix it because she has a big hole. At one point, it all just collapsed, so she just had a big hole in the middle of her face.
You know? Yeah, there used to be a club booker that was like that. He owned a comedy club because he just did a bunch of coke in the 80s. Oh, that's sad.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
That was what happened to Stevie Nicks, too.
Oh, really?
She stopped doing cocaine because her deviated septum got so bad that her doctor said that if she had any more cocaine at all, like it would just be going straight to her brain or
She's
something.
She's like, that's how I make music.
That's what the and edge of 17 is all about.
She gained weight in the 80s because she had given up cocaine. And that's what, yeah. And then she kind of disappeared for a little while and they did Seven Wonders and you can kind of, I don't know. Anyway, but.
She doesn't look like she had too much work done now.
I don't think so.
No, she doesn't look bad.
No, I mean, yeah.
She doesn't look like Danielle Westbrook.
No.
No, I'm just going to say, after what we just saw, I think she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She still sounds great, too.
I think it's British plastic surgeons are just not very good.
Is that what it is?
That might be it. Like, if she'd been in LA, she'd probably been fine. They're used to that shit. I don't know.
Yeah, rhinoplasties like, and stuff. I'm out now.
You're like, oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
Get back out
there. It's enough. Is there a nose here that we could just stick on it?
There you go. You're good.
Yo, Groucho.
There you go.
Have you followed any of the Dan Snyder stuff? Because we talked about it yesterday.
I'm aware that there's like this chubby fellow who used to like enjoy taking advantage of little teenage Nickelodeon stars by having hot tubs with them.
Yes, a lot of weird stuff like feet things. We went into it yesterday. It's really gross.
I was also thinking too, possibly was trying to get Amanda Bynes separated from her parents legally, so then she would be a legal adult.
Yeah,
which then he could marry. It's very weird. It's a theory, but it does make a lot of sense.
Now this is complete conjecture and allegedly is all over the place, but you remember the Spears? What's her name? She
Jamie
did a show.
Lynn Spears.
Jamie Lynn Spears. She got pregnant and stopped doing the show, and a lot of that the theories.
Zoe,
she did one of the. Was that
okay?
Yeah, I watched every episode. but she quit that show because she got pregnant, and the theories was that he impregnated her.
Wow.
And
like,
that was
I don't know
the theory
true,
was started because
a theory or a rumor. What's the difference between theory and
rumor? I mean,
there's
not
a lot of difference.
But there was like a paparazzi video of Britney Spears finding out or something, and she's like putting it together in her head, and she looks very disgusted. And I think that's why
where
it came from, and it's just speculation.
Complete conjecture. Yeah. I don't even know. But anyways, I wanted to follow up on it. Dan Schneider has issued an actual statement on this, and there's a video.
Apology?
Yes.
Really?
Well, for being an asshole, but that's all.
Yeah. Technically, that's all he's accused of. Technically.
Proven to have done, for sure, yeah.
I don't know if people know this, but Drake's mom, a lovely woman, who I stay in contact with this day,
she came to me
at the time, and she said, Dan, I'm not good with words like you are. And...
Wow.
Would you help me with my speech
for
the judge? And I said, of course.
He goes right back to normal.
And he ended up going to prison and serving his time.
Wow.
It's weird.
And
it's just narcissism.
Yeah, that was probably the darkest part of my career. And additionally, the main thing that I would change is how I treat people. And everyone.
And this goatee.
I definitely at times didn't give people the best of me. I didn't show enough patience. I could be cocky and definitely overambitious. And sometimes just straight up rude and obnoxious. And I am so sorry that I ever was. And when I watched the show, I could see the hurt in some people's eyes, and it made me feel
I loved it.
Wow.
And regretful and sorry.
And hard.
I wish I could go back, you know, especially to those earlier years of my career and bring the growth and the experience that I have now and just do a better job and never, ever feel like it was okay to be an asshole to anyone ever.
What about creating an environment of abusers around you? What about that? You're going to apologize for that part? No? Okay.
And the fact that there were two pedos working on his shows, like, he really knew nothing.
Right.
He knew nothing about Brian Peck, really. Yeah. And you had all these different complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think overly ambitious is my favorite new euphemism. I was overly ambitious. It was just terrible. Like,
I was so too sorry. Much of a genius yes. for my time.
Yeah.
It was... If I was to do it again, if I was given another job, per se, I would do it differently.
And if I had a second chance, I would not name a character Penelope Taint right out of the gate.
And I would not
to
make...
see...
I would not make one of the female staff bend over and pretend to be sodomized while she recited a story to me.
What was
that
the
would
story?
Be something I would not do.
What was this?
Yeah, this is real, yeah.
What was the story that she was telling? It was like, had nothing to do with that, and while they were, where she was telling the story, he just goes, well,
one
what if
writers,
you did this? And then...
And she was, while you do it,
she
bend
had to kind of do
and
it.
Pretend. Yeah, and she did it. Yeah. And it was one of the women who was splitting a salary with another woman, which is highly illegal.
Yeah. It's a wild,
well, two
wild
women
story.
Equals one man, right?
To Dan Snyder, yeah.
At the time, it was debatable, so somehow he did get away with it. But turns out, yes.
Legally.
The key line there was that the thing you said about seeing the pain in their eyes.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
When I watched the scenes of Ariana Grande sucking her own toes.
Wait, what?
On loop.
What's this toe shit that's going on?
He has a foot pool.
Yeah. He's a foot fed.
Well, a foot-shaped pool.
There's a lot of clips from his shows of teen actresses sucking on their own feet, putting their feet in the... It's very Quentin Tarantino, but darker because
like
it's children.
Children.
But his literal pool in his backyard is shaped like a foot.
Yeah.
All right, so is this connected to those schools that were having these weird competitions that came out a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Is he running?
No, but
is
it's oddly similar.
Is this because I've never heard of such a thing, but maybe this is a thing. Maybe that, like,
what are these schools? I'm unfamiliar with that.
There was a couple of schools, and there was video footage came out of like all these kids like sucking older kids and teachers' toes.
Yeah,
as part of like this organized like event, and it turned
it
out it was like some annual thing that they'd been doing for years. And then another school came out that was also doing it, and like it's really terrifying. And evil and disturbing. And then they're like, oh, we're not doing it anymore. Like,
now that you know about it, our bad.
Yeah. But now I'm like, so he was on that whole wave. So this is a wave. This is something that's happening.
Feet thing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right. We need more. What we need to be doing is building more rockets to yeet more weirdos into the moon. You know what I mean?
Bezos should get him into that blue dick and send it into the sun.
We need more rockets to yeet weirdos into the sun and the moon. We need giant wood chippers, just like massive ones. And we need to organize this. Like, this is what malls should be used for now, right? What are we going to do with malls?
Put them in a Sears.
Right? Yeah. We can fill malls. We can, like, launch people.
I think they're for target practice.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a good one. Do you see what he did there? Yo, anyone think he was a professional? I just thought of that. Just like, amazing.
The quickest man.
We should make the malls... completely blocked off, and you drop in the weirdos, and it's like the dangerous game.
Mm-hmm.
And you run around.
This would
like
fix
paintball,
society.
But with real guns, yeah.
We're such a fractured society, it would bring us all together.
Yeah.
Right? People like to have a shared sort of, you know.
Like a Hunger Games scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
Except nobody wins. They all just get Hunger Gamed.
Yeah. In this one, we win. We are the winners.
That's right.
Well, who decides who plays?
Well, if you get like... filmed
Drake like, Bell.
So if you have like CP or anything on your
something
like that,
yeah,
hard and fast rules.
Yeah.
It's not just like
the wheelchair
people,
guy.
Yeah, it's not just
be
weird.
There.
Yeah, he'd be there. He'd be.
Oh yeah, when I say weirdos, right, I don't mean like weirdos like you and me. I mean like weirdos like people.
Excuse
who...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Try to say you're not weird.
I know.
Yeah, like cool weirdos. No, I mean like people like who have foot shaped tubs and lick children's ears or whatever they do.
Yeah,
those people.
Yeah,
you know, it's pretty
it's
easy to differentiate.
Yeah, I think it solves world's problems right here.
Yeah,
we just did it
into the sun.
I think you can make a banger song about that.
Yeah,
into the sun. Yeah.
Hey, Beyonce's making country music now. Do you know
hey, that was a
oh,
good link.
Oh, sweet.
Just finessed.
Right in there.
Just finessed that.
Jammed in.
Yeah.
Smoothly.
I didn't hear this music. You said you heard it.
I heard like one song on someone's reel, and I didn't enjoy it.
She's making a real white transition, you know? Like she's getting lighter and lighter skinned, and her hair's all platinum blonde, and she has a cowboy hat on now.
Yeah.
Riding horses with It's very.
Is it full like? Is it full guitar sort of like country, or is it?
It's like sort of pop poppy. Country. Pop country.
Okay.
Contemporary pop country. It's not Johnny Cash. You know what I mean? She's not gone like.
Right.
And it's not like gritty or raw or anything. It's very shiny.
Yeah, it would be weird if she was singing about the blues.
She is singing. Like she is singing country stuff. It's all like yeehaw, like
my truck and yeah, it's my like, dog with my beer.
Yeah, it's like ChatGPT like written some country lyrics type thing.
She is from Texas, so hey, she has a little bit of a toe in the country world, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you're allowed if you're from Texas.
I guess. No.
That's
she's
true.
She's pretty LA though. She's like the reverse. When LA people are like, we got to get out of here and go to somewhere sane, and they go to Texas, and then they like assimilate. And they're cool, like Gary from Nerdrotic. Mm-hmm. You've assimilated. But she's like opposite assimilated. She's gone to L.A. and turned into an L.A. person. Now she's trying to come back.
Yeah, that's very new.
Well, yeah. The thing is, country music became bigger than rap music last year. So then all the R&B and rap types towards the end of last year all decided they were going to start making country albums. Post Malone's got one coming.
Really?
Yeah, lots of them do.
Well, there's such a connection. Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, well, rap kind of, it became as big as it possibly could. It took over the whole world.
Right.
And once something becomes that big, then you're always going to have a swing back in the other direction, culturally, you know. And that's been happening for a little while. And of course, the big pop star types are always going to want to do whatever the big thing is. So they're all making country records this year. And all of them will do it. You'll see it. All of them.
So strange. I wish it would go back to like rock and roll, you know, like the 80s. Should do like hair metal bands next.
It will. That's going to happen.
We'll go to that.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, I think it's sort of a full circle sort of a thing. I mean, I guess it's not going back to straight blues, but if you look at Sun Records or even the beginning of, like you said, Johnny Cash, Elvis, all that before it became rock and roll. You have that element right there with the country because it really was. I mean, even Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, God rest it. No, I think he's still alive. I don't know. Maybe he's still with his cousin. She's 12. But you have all those ties he's back dead. To those days. I would assume he's dead. But to those original days of country that really turned into rock and roll, which then gave him the freedom to become rap, which then, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. So there's always like a, there's always something that is attached to every other kind of music, it seems like. So I get how it would turn back into that. There's always been hints towards it.
Yeah.
American music is the European folk music combined with the blues from the African, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it's these two things, and it's always been this juxtaposition and this sort of tug of war between these two things. But you're seeing the same thing happen in Mexico currently. Reggaeton and all that was the biggest music until just recently. Suddenly, traditional Mexican music is now massive and being performed by kids who look like they should be doing reggaeton.
Really?
Yeah. You can go check out what the biggest, like Drake's already started appropriating it. That's how you know it's fucking big, right? So Drake's walking out to this music now. But like you'll hear stuff coming out the radio and you'll think it's like an old 70s, like 60s, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not. It came out last week and the kid who made it is wearing a big North Face puffer jacket and has got a load of chicks twerking in the video.
The synergy of these different cultures is so weird.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere. But I've been predicting this for a while because we had to have a certain kind of music dominate for the past 10 years because the 808 trap drum kit that has been in basically every record since 2009 is the only thing that sounds really good coming out of phones. Or it was until like the last year of phones, they started making the speakers better, right? So you can hear the drum kits now coming out of phones. So
there's no reason to even do anything better than that because why? What's the point?
Well, so it was like for things to sound good coming out of cars, phones, all the places, it was a certain kind of sound. So it was that 808 drum kit sound that was in trap that people were using. But now that phone speakers have got better, you can play old rock records on your phone now and you can hear the rhythm section again. You can hear the bass.
Yeah.
So that's now changed. Out of the necessity is no longer there and there can be a return to groove.
And some kind of instrument.
And different kinds of textures. And, yeah, you'll actually be able to hear them. So there's a lot of reasons for it, but it's occurring. in real time. And, you know, Beyonce is just trying to get ahead of the curve. It's a bit like Dan Bilzerian came out yesterday talking about how, you know, the Instagram guy who got famous for 900 women at a time, yesterday comes out saying, oh, you should actually, you know, it's not actually very fulfilling. You should probably just get married to one person.
Okay, but
people are getting ahead of the trad wave.
They're feeling
it. Pendulum is going back.
Come back.
Yeah.
Interesting.
People are getting ahead of the curve. So, you know, if you're smart
Andrew Tate
right
next.
Now.
Andrew Tate, it's going to be trad. It's going to be like, get a family, get a wife.
He already is, isn't he? He's already doing that.
I think it's all a bit. It's all a bit. Dave, what do you think?
Is he really? No, I think it's interesting about music. I think he's spot on. I mean, he knows more about it than me. And it is, when you drive around Texas and you start catching a lot of the Spanish-speaking stations, they are playing very traditional music that I thought was old. So it does make sense that it's kind of popping that up.
I heard a song on the radio, and it was on the regular pop station, and it sounded like an old doo-wop song, like from the 50s. I was like, this is actually really, it had a really good melody, piano section was great. And I was like, this is an old song. Why are they playing this on? And I looked it up and it wasn't. It was like this 17-year-old new pop star that's playing doo-wop music. And I was like, what the? And it wasn't like a spin on doo-wop or some remix.
Steven Sanchez?
Maybe. I don't know what his name was. But it was a great song.
It's a wave.
It was a great song. It was just like a traditional like love story doo-wop song. And
It's coming back.
Yeah. I'm glad it's stuff like that's coming back because I'm so tired of rap and trap and that all of that is so tiring to me.
I'm
more of a rap.
It had a very long
run.
Well, it's like Amy Winehouse. She had that throwback sound kind of, which I liked at the time. I mean, if that comes back, I don't know. There's something very enjoyable to somebody that can sing that way.
That can sing.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing when people are good at what they do, right?
Yeah.
When people are talented, it's an incredible thing.
Yeah.
And that.
Hey, Akira, thanks for being on the show again. And I hope soon we can get you to play some music.
Yeah, we could probably do that. Yeah. I've got some new stuff that I got my favorite ghostwriter, Marcus Aurelius, involved in.
Hell yeah.
I forgot I had that. Let's see.
I saw you talking about this yesterday on Chrissy's show.
Yeah.
Where do you get those?
I made it.
You made it yourself?
Yeah.
Are you going to make it for like fans so they could go?
We actually have it. We have an Indiegogo campaign running right now.
Yeah.
If you go to meaningwave.com, you can get one of these. It's hand painted. It's beautiful. It's a work of art. And of course, as you see, and my dream is like to have like thousands of people wearing these.
Like anonymous, like the Guy Fawkes kind of thing. Like
we just do a show and everyone turns up in one of these and then we go overthrow the government or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Should do that.
Yeah. Stay chilling.
Where else can people find you?
Meaningwave.com, Akira the Don, wherever you are. Yeah.
Thanks, my dude. And Dave, where can people see your stuff?
Oh, just go to DaveLanda.com and watch Normal World, but we won't be in tomorrow, isn't that true?
That's right. We're not going to do a show tomorrow. Dave's out.
We're getting some stuff rebooted,
Yeah, and we got a few really great sketches coming down the pike, so look forward to that. End of the world?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, man.
that was good.
Rappers should never do country, but if one was to do country, what should the name of their album be? I'm going to start first. Dr. Dre, Straight Outta Sweet Tea.
Oh.
I love that Sweet Tea, man. It's good.
Wu-Tang, Roll Tide Forever.
So it's a Bama guy. It's a Bama.
I hate that Roll
Tide. Kira, what do you think?
Ice Cube. Birth certificate. Dave.
He's very pro-life, that Ice Cube in that. I'm going to go Snoop Dogg missionary style.
Traditional.
Doggy.
Yeah.
He's a traditional guy.
It's traditional. Yeah. He doesn't do the doggy.
He stopped the smoke.
Why did they call it missionary style, though? That's how missionaries do it.
You're submitting.
Is it like the easiest position or something?
But missionary.
Yeah, missionary.
Why the word missionary?
Because you're going out there to preach the good word of just doing it simply.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
That's
it's your simple mission.
Ways to do it.
Oh, maybe it's because it's the mission of the actual just creation of life.
Maybe.
Simple.
Just, you know, looking like at each other deeply into your eyes, just right in there. See you next year.
Maybe it's because that's what missionaries were really up to.
Maybe.
That was just it.
That was just the one that they chose. Like everything else is
don't let them in your house.
Blasphemous or something.
Don't let them in.
Don't let them in your house. What? They're like trying vampires? To make you have sex looking at each other.
They're exactly like vampires, but they don't suck your blood. They just have sex with you, like looking straight into your eyes. Weird.
It's blowing you.
See you next Tuesday.
I'll read your book.